Now from the studios of Fox Sports Knoxville, this is It's Optional with Trey Wallace, Chance Collins, and Brandon Johns. What do you see?
Dobbs needs it. They're bunched up in the end zone. It's tipped up. It's caught. It is caught. Juwan Jennings. Juwan Jennings.
Bobble, and he just dumps it off for a first down.
Throws it, fakes the spike. In the end zone, touchdown. Whoa.
Hour number two, getting fired right up here in the studio. Chance Collins, Brandon Johns, you're tuned in to It's Optional. No Trey Wallace today. Trey's out handling some business, but we're still taking care of business. A lot of business been happening around town. Rick Barnes, interesting comments. We told you we'd go ahead and reset. That's what we talked about in the first hour. Interesting comments about the UCLA opening. Pretty much came out and said, quote, he would have taken it had they reached the buyout. If UCLA would have ponied up the money, he would have been gone. He would have been in Westwood. He also said today in a press conference to introduce assistant coach Kim English, he prayed about it with God. Jesus told him to stay. As much as I'm making a lot of fun of that, I'm only making fun of, I guess I'm being very sacrilegious, but at the same time, hey, man, it's like when Dabo did it, I had a problem with Dabo doing it. Like, he came out and he was speaking on players kneeling, and at the time Kaepernick, and he said all that stuff. But at the same time, he also intends to, cast his religion on everybody any chance he gets. Like, you know, so Barnes kind of doing the same thing. Like, and what Brandon said in the first hour, hey, don't piss on my leg and tell me it's raining. It was about the money. They didn't have the money to pony up. That's why you're here. It kind of leads to a lot of questions from here on out. One, Rick Barnes, you got to win, baby, win. That's no doubt. You have to win, baby, win from here on out. There are no more excuses, Deacon Barnes. No more. They're already calling you regular season Rick. And I'm talking about the Negavols, the small minority of the negative Vol fan base. Also, just the detractors from your entire career. You can't get it done in the postseason. One Final Four, one conference championship, or maybe no conference championship. You had looked up that stat, Brandon. Was it no conference titles at all, or just one conference title?
One in 1994.
One conference title in 1994. You're facing a lot of pressure because you had a great team here this past season, and it's probably Tennessee's window to win a title or to make it to the Final Four. And that window closing pretty fast, especially if Grant Williams intends to leave. You can't get Jordan Bone to come back if he is set on leaving. You got some recruits coming in, but you're not making it any easier on yourself, Rick Barnes. Putting a lot of pressure on yourself. You got to win. There's going to be no more excuses in the postseason, especially after this talk. You're going to have a lot of fans saying, let him leave then. He wants to leave so bad, let him leave. Don't give me that bull bleep. So, I don't know if he had to say it. We like the honesty, but at the same time, sometimes you got to pump the brakes on honesty. Sometimes you need to just only let a little bit out of it. We'll go ahead and take a phone call. We got the mayor of South Knoxville joining the program today. Phil, you're joining it. It's optional. I know you got a lot to say. Hit me, Phil. Hit me.
What do you like, Chance?
I'm doing great, man. What do you say?
How you and Brandon doing?
Man, we're doing good. Rick Barnes making it easy on us today for the content, making it real easy.
I guess it will be easy. Probably easy for Brandon the Bear Bryant, seven for Russell today, if that's what's going to happen.
Yeah. This is going to be the hot story around town. And like I said earlier, it wouldn't have been anything if you just come out and say, well, I'm glad that Tennessee, we were able to reach the agreement. We were able to get, you know, everything worked out. I love my time in Knoxville. I love being here. We got something special building. I'm glad I'm here. He didn't have to say any of this. At the same time, I like for coaches to be honest. But man, this just throws into just a lot of doubt for him the rest of the way. It also brings the question, if somebody comes along with more money, a bigger program, I'm talking, you know, the Kansases, the North Carolina, anybody like that. Like, say Bill Self gets fired in a couple years, and they're looking at Rick Barnes because he's doing something well down here. Is he going to leave? Because they'll have enough money. It brings into question a lot of stuff, and it puts a lot of pressure on him.
Well, on and on, I mean, he's the third highest paid coach in America now. I mean, where is he going to go if it pays more?
That's true. I mean,
and not only that, he's at the tail end of his career now.
Yeah, you got to think, though, I know he's the third highest paid coach now, but I think a lot of coaches, probably Izzo and other coaches, they're going to be trying to rework their deals to be, you know, getting paid more than Barnes, especially when you look at what they've done in the postseason the last couple years.
He'll probably drop over
the next year or so, but still, it's a bold statement when you just got your big contract extension, Tennessee showed you the money, Philip Fulmer kept you here. I just don't understand why he came out with it. He's an honest man.
He stuck his foot in his mouth. There's no doubt about it. Now, now he's got more pressure on him, like y'all alluded to, and it all starts on the recruiting trail. I mean, I did hear Fulmer's press conference earlier, and Fulmer was saying now that Rick Barnes has the means now to recruit to the next level.
Yeah.
I've never heard that out of an athletic director's mouth over here.
Yeah, you got to think that, you know what, Philip Fulmer's going to put a lot of pressure on him. Say there's no more time for excuses. What you said, now we're paying you a good amount, Rick. You have the means to go out, and we're saying we're behind you in any capacity to go out and get the best players to play for Tennessee.
Did they say anything about? I didn't hear the whole press conference. Did they say anything about the roster changes in the program and during the press conference? Or was even not even asked that.
You know, Phil. I'll look for that. I didn't see any of that comment. Like I said, the biggest story, and I'll go ahead and pull up. I've been looking at Grant Ramey's Twitter and David Ubbin, who comes on here from The Athletic a lot. The biggest comments have been taken away is everything that he said about UCLA and just how he was, you know, just so honest about the fact that he would have been gone. So,
well, the bottom line is Tennessee won't need more than UCLA. That's the bottom line. I mean, in the end, that's what happened. I mean, that's business. I mean, but like you say, you can't have – PR like that. I mean, Bruce Pearl never made a mistake like that.
Yeah, and Bruce is a guy that thinks about, you know, he's definitely thinking about the feelings of the fans, and he's very passionate and his involvement in the community wherever he's at. You know, in Auburn, I feel like it's probably the same way for them now. And with Barnes, like I said, this doesn't seem like his style. I don't know what possessed him to go out and say this. I really don't.
Get on the damn recruiting trail. That's all I say. Get out there. I mean, do what you got to do to improve this roster next year. They need to go out and recruit now. And just thinking that Williams and Bone are both gone, and that's the way I would recruit. And
yeah,
work out the problem later if one or two of them want to come back. There's dead weight on that roster that can be run off. Let's get real. I want to win.
Yeah,
I don't care to be a nice. Let's win.
Yeah. I know you're definitely, I agree with you there. Big things that Barnes had to say, Phil, during the press conference, he came out and said, yeah, I guess everyone knows that talking about Desmond Oliver, is waiting on a call from Kennesaw State that could change some things.
When's that gonna happen?
I don't know. I guess we're all waiting, just like I guess he's waiting. When you're talking about, you talked about it earlier, you know, he's on the tail end of his career. He did say, quote, I'm in the last chapter of my coaching career. I'm glad I don't have to make that kind of decision again. So I guess even though he's being honest about it, I guess that he's not going to, you know, be going anywhere from here on out is what he says.
Well, that's true. But, I mean, all honesty, I'd rather pay a coach up front to stay than pay a coach to leave. Like, that's all we've been doing for now 15 years, paying coaches to leave because they fail.
Yeah. I'm with you, Phil. I'm with you. Some things you probably want to you care about, Kim English. He has some interesting things to say. His three roles.
I wish they would let him have more time. You know, having look all at it, not having him and Rick in there together is kind of stupid, I think.
Yeah, I think they should just put him out there, and especially if the SID. And I'm not. I know Tom Skoviak. He's a great SID, and you know, maybe they just weren't thinking that Rick Barnes was going to get peppered with a lot of these UCLA questions today. I guess they thought maybe it had died down. He wasn't going to be asked a lot of these questions. But Kim English, he talked about his three roles as assistant coach, Phil. Plans to make the players that you have better, game planning and preparing for games, evaluating, IDing recruits, and signing the players.
Yeah. He sounds impressive.
Yeah.
You look at his his pedigree, and you look where he's from and where he's recruited in the past, that ought to help Tennessee's basketball recruiting overall.
Yeah, said that he has big relationships. Talked about his relationships in Baltimore, New England, Kansas City and Missouri, and also Oklahoma and Detroit area. That's where he's from, where he's played, where he's coached.
Yeah, and that's I'm going to give the big guy the benefit of the doubt. Maybe he'll retract it and say something else, but, I mean, it's not the end of the world, but it should never been said. But the bottom line is he going to get it done or not? Getting us to the Final Four or you know, Elite Eight. And that's the program everybody wants around here.
Yeah. Appreciate the call, Phil. Good stuff from you. 865-546-8200, 546-8200. You feel the same way Phil does? You didn't really have to say it, Ricky. You didn't really have to say it, Barnsley. I think you could have just kept your mouth shut on some of those things. But, yeah, I do like what Kim English had to say. I think this is going to be huge. I think he's going to play a big role in the guard development. I love his relationships with the places he's been at. You're talking about the Northeast, talking about the Midwest, and also, I mean, especially that Detroit area. That's going to be huge. And like I said, these are the places where he's from, where he's played, the Missouri area, and also where he has coached. Like everything that he has to say. And I'm with Phil. Could just sent the assistant out today, introduced him to the public, to the media, and kind of could have kept yourself out of hot water, as they say, hot water. 865-546-8200. We're trying to keep ourselves out of hot water. Try to stay locked into us right here on Fox Sports Knox. If you're listening, it's optional. We're on Fan Run Radio. Want to go where everybody knows your name. That's right. Welcome back. It's optional. Or cheers. Whatever you want to believe it to be. Chance Collins, Brandon Johns with you for just a little bit longer. Drive guys are in the house. They were having an interesting debate out there. I was with the bear. Apparently, he's all in this bougie water right now. He's a big Aqua Panna water. Anybody ever had any Aqua Panna water? I feel like it's not that bougie. Like, there's a lot more bougier water out there. We're talking Perrier. There's this new Icelandic stuff out there. Fiji water. Is that what it is? I think it's Fiji.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's bottles. Up there. The Voss water. It just says Voss.
I drink water out of the hose, like when I'm playing outside.
I did
like
so much as a kid.
Like,
no doubt.
I don't need that.
No doubt. I don't need your fancy water, Bear. Your Aqua Panna and your little. He's like, I like the old bottle because it's a glass bottle. But he's like, I like the new bottle though because it tells you all the features on the back. It's water, man. It's nutritious for you. It'll keep you hydrated.
No fat.
No calories. What else can it really tell you? Does that not piss you off sometimes with the water? They give me all these facts about water. There's alkaline water. I do like alkaline water, though. I do. Not going to lie. Like that stuff. A Fiji water guy. But I'm like you. I'm giving water from a hose. I like filtered water most of the time. Only problem is our water around here, though, not so bad. Water in Middle Tennessee, lots of fluoride. Lots of fluoride present in the water, straight out the tap. So, I can do without your bougie water. I'm good. I'm good. As we talked about in the first hour, Russell Wilson. Do you think he deserves to be the richest player ever in NFL history? I'm not sure on that. Really good quarterback. Can take you to a Super Bowl. He's got to have pretty good defense behind him, as we've seen. He is magical, but not sure if he's worth a $65 million signing bonus. And if that's on the level of Rodgers and Brady. And, I mean, is he up there now? Because there's no other quarterbacks to, like, put in that, like, list. Like, who did it used to be? It used to be Rodgers, Brady, and who else? Like, we talk about that. I mean, Rivers.
Back in the day, it used to be.
Manning would be
Breeze,
in that conversation. Breeze. Oh, excuse me.
Breeze, Manning, Brady. And
Drew
then
Breeze.
It became Breeze, Brady, Rodgers,
yeah.
And now we've kind of
I guess Drew Brees and Russell Wilson, you can kind of interchange them. But
I mean, Russell Wilson was like an MVP candidate last year. He's like, he's a stud. If they don't have him, they've got nothing.
So. That is true. Not only we talk about if you don't have a quarterback, you don't have anything, but if they don't have him, they don't have anything, literally, like just nothing. Nah, they can't go the backup.
Could you name like four other players roster?
Couldn't do it.
There's no way.
I got Tyler Lockett. I got Russell Wilson. I have Doug Baldwin.
Is he still there?
I think so.
He was on the Jets. Did he come back?
Doug Baldwin? Was he on the Jets?
He left.
No way.
Yeah.
No way.
This is what I'm saying.
No way Doug Baldwin's gone. That is.
He might have come back.
That's breaking news if Doug Baldwin is no longer a Seattle Seahawk. That would be breaking news to me. Outside of those guys, you're right. Michael Bennett's gone. Bobby Wagner. He might be somebody that's still there.
He does.
I know Cam Chancellor's gone. Earl Thomas gone. Huh. Is Doug Baldwin? Can we get confirmation on that? Anybody listening?
Is Doug Baldwin still in the
league?
Is
Doug Baldwin still a Seahawk? Is he still in the league in general? I feel like he's still a Seahawk, man.
Oh, okay. No, you're right. Doug Baldwin is. Who was it? Jermaine Kearse?
That's probably who I was now thinking of. He's gone. Right. Kearse is gone.
That's my fault. I overstepped my bounds.
He's gone. I was like, man, Doug Baldwin's gone? Where have I been sleeping at?
Yeah, Doug Baldwin's there.
But you're right. I can't give you too many other. Like, they used to be the Legion of Boom. Was it Boom or Doom? Boom. It was Boom. Legion of Boom. They had all those
Earl
guys.
Earl Thomas is gone.
Yeah.
Cam Chancellor's gone.
Uh-huh.
Richard Sherman's obviously gone. Brandon Browner's in prison.
Yeah. Michael Bennett's was a Patriot. I think they dropped him again. Or maybe he's back again.
No, I think
again.
He's back with
he's
the
back
Patriots.
He's back again with the Patriots. They signed him,
Martellus
let him go. Yeah. Earl Thomas is a Raven.
Yeah, they don't have.
He almost was a Cowboy.
Like, I could not name their starting running back. I have no idea.
Yeah, after Marshawn Lynch and I forget who they had after him, but after Marshawn Lynch, I was done.
Anyway,
couldn't tell you at all.
Point being, if the Seahawks couldn't get Russell Wilson to come back, they would be a dumpster fire. Absolute mess.
Yeah. Absolute mess. If they would have had him for this year, but it would have been just over. Finally, admitting also, I guess, some truth, Todd Gurley came out and said, reported for the first day of voluntary workouts to the Rams, talking about the status of his left knee, answering numerous questions about it. It's feeling pretty good, quote, taking it day by day. Said there was not really any discussion about the possibility of an off-season procedure on the knee. Quote, all I need to worry about is how I'm feeling right now. I don't know how I'm going to be feeling 6 months from now. So like I said, just kind of keep working hard, doing what I've been doing for these past couple of years. Interesting enough, like, my knee's feeling good, but all this talk, nothing was wrong with the knee last year. That was not the reason why he was not getting the touches that everybody perceived that an MVP candidate would be getting. So, kind of coming out saying that there was something wrong with it, I guess. I really don't know. That's still another situation that we've never really gotten down to the bottom of it. Why was C.J. Anderson getting all those carries? What did Todd Gurley do? Did he piss off Sean McVay, or was he hurt? I think most people believe that he was hurt, and they were trying to take the precautionary methods for their star, their franchise player. But they've never really said it, and even though he came out and said his knee's feeling pretty good today, still not really saying much more about that. 865-546-8200, 546-8200. Is going to take a phone call from Raj. Roger, what's up, buddy?
Oh, that's much. How you doing today, man, today?
I can't complain, Roger, and if I was complaining, who's going to care?
Oh, yeah.
That's a good point.
Right.
That's a good point,
yeah.
Sir.
Yeah.
Roger, I know you've been listening today. How do you feel about Rick Barnes saying he would have went to UCLA had they had the money?
I don't know. I don't sound... I don't know why he would say that. That's why I asked you about that. About it. I'm surprised after getting former paid him a lot
Yeah, Rog, I'm really surprised that he said it too. I'm so surprised. That's the thing that I think most of us were shocked.
Yeah.
We love Deacon Barnes. We love Rick Barnes. We don't want him to go anywhere. We were so happy that Philip Fulmer, you know, got him to stay. He didn't leave. Yeah. He didn't go to California. He stays here in Knoxville. But at the same time, don't know why he said that. Do not know why he said that. It's kind of, honestly, it's a little baffling. I'm confused, Roger. I'm very confused.
Me too.
Could have kept it to himself.
Yeah, I know it. And I just wanted to ask you, Chance, about the I meant to call yesterday, but I forgot. That's why I asked you about the Penn game. That's why I asked you what your thoughts on the game Saturday night.
Orange and white game. All right, so I've had a chance. I've went back. I've studied some things. I mean, I still just think, Roger, there's a lot of work to be done. Offensive line, that's still something that, like, you can't get past. You look at the offensive line, still not doing enough. Still not being physical enough. Still don't have the aggressiveness that you'd like to see. For an offensive line that should be taking some steps forward, that needs to be better, that has to be better next year. So that one stands out. Wide receivers looked really good. Secondary still had a lot of issues. I think Jared Garitano has a long way to go. I don't think that he'll be the starter the entire season, Roger. I think that he gets supplanted by probably Maurer, maybe even maybe JT Shrout. I think he might take the job. But I just think there's a lot of work to be done on the offensive side of the ball, especially with the quarterback position. Wide receivers look good, though. Defensive line, okay, pretty good. Linebackers, pretty good. And, that's probably about it. Secondary still has a lot of work to do. They still got to be better in coverage. But for the most part, Roger, just the quarterback play and especially the offensive line, I think that's going to have to be better. And quarterback play is probably going to be fun to watch because going to be quarterback controversy all season long. Anything else, Raj?
Yeah, that's one. I thought the defense played better, early. And they played, you think the defense played better?
I do think the defense played pretty good. And thanks for the call, Roger. Really appreciate it. Good to hear from you, buddy, always.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, defense did play better. Defense, and Jeremy Pruitt said the offense has been looking so much better, but he kind of said that last season. And then when we saw the results on the field, it was the defense looked much better than the offense.
Most coaches say stuff like that because it does take the offense longer.
Yes.
Because defense is read and react.
Yep.
Offense is you got to get the timing down, spacing and everything. So most of the times coaches say stuff like that because the offense needs a little boost, like a little bit of confidence.
Yeah.
More so than the defense does. And defense usually needs to be challenged more in order to get going.
That's true. It sometimes takes a little bit of challenge to get us going. Sometimes it takes us a challenge. It does. And you're right about the offense. You know, you got to read, you got to get acclimated to the playbook. You got a new offensive coordinator coming in. You also, that's new schemes. That's a new philosophy. So it does take the offense much longer. And maybe Jeremy Pruitt, maybe he's being truthful. Maybe the offense has looked better. But I'm not so much in on the offense being that much better than last season just on the surface. And you can't tell that much from a scrimmage. I know Roger would like to know. I know a lot of you would like to know. But it's a glorified scrimmage, man. We won't know till they line up in September, put the pads on, and play another opponent. Maybe if this was an exhibition against another team, you might know a little bit more. But you're not going to know anything until that first game. 865-546-8200-546-8200. Take a quick timeout. Come back, talk a little bit about Jeff Brohm, Purdue. Some news coming across the wire for him. Also, Jalen Hurts made his debut in Oklahoma spring game over the season. I didn't watch many spring games, but I'm interested to see what Hurts does with Lincoln Riley. Can Lincoln Riley go 3 Heisman winners in a row? Can he seriously do that? He's got the player in Hurts. We'll talk a little bit more about that on the other side. Listen to It's Optional, and we're on Fan Run Radio. Mercy, mercy, mercy me. Oh, my life was a cage, but on stage I'm free. Hyped up, psyched up, ready for wildin'. Standing in a crowd of girls like an island. I see the one I want to sit. Come here, cutie. I flip her around, and then I work that booty. Work the body, work the body. Slow down, girl, you're about to hurt somebody. Hold up, yo, let's get just one thing clear. There's only one reason. Feel alive, and the world Oh, it's a totally different mood in the studio compared to what's going outside in the voyeur. Cody asked me an interesting question just now. I'll admit it, too. And this is like my guilty pleasure. It's probably along the lines of Trey Wallace liking Chris Gaines.
Oh, big Chris Gaines and Newsies fan.
Big Chris Gaines and Newsies fan. The Newsies. Why'd you have to go to the Newsies? I don't know.
I will never forget that.
I will never forget the Newsies. And he was singing the song, and he knew all the actors that was in it, and I've never...
It wasn't just that. It was that he thought we were like... idiots would yes, not have seen
like
it.
Like that we were outsiders.
Yeah, like we became the weirdo.
Yeah, he was like, you guys haven't seen Newsies? Like, no, dude, it's not like saying you haven't seen Friday or you haven't seen Shawshank Redemption or like, you know, something like that.
Yeah, you haven't seen you haven't seen Game of Thrones,
yeah,
for
yeah,
example.
Yeah, it's not
right?
like that or, you Come know, on. Breaking Bad or, you know, something along those lines. It was, you haven't seen Newsies? Yeah, like, no, dude, can't say I have seen Newsies. So I was out in the... out there in the voyeur, and Cody was playing some Florida Georgia Line. He's like, they got a new banger. Do you like them, Chance? I was like, well, you know, I'm not the biggest Florida Georgia Line fan. Like, it's not on my playlist. But somebody was like, hey, I got free tickets to Florida Georgia Line. You want them? I probably would go. It's like bro country. They party. They have fun. I feel like it's probably going to be a party at the concert. Probably do some tailgating or something before. And I was telling Bear, I was like, you know, drive guys are in the building. They're getting set up. I ain't going to lie. I drive a big pickup truck in the summertime, springtime. Like to ride around a little bit with the windows down.
And cruise.
Listen to a little country. I do. Down driving. Whether I
Are
driving.
You a Florida Georgia Line guy?
I like that one song. I think that was Cruise is what John told me. I do like that song. Now, could I tell you another song outside of that? No, I could not. And I'll probably regret admitting all this later on. But I do. I had to get in my truck, drive down some back roads, you know, let the windows down, maybe listen to a little, maybe I'll listen to that Cruise song if I'm riding. Maybe the little old school George Strait. Maybe even a little Brooks and Dunn.
Now I can get on board with some George
Strait. Oh yeah, man, some good George. The check King. Check yes or no. It's some good stuff.
Baby, write this.
Yeah, down. Write this down. Carrying Your Love with Me. There's a lot of good ones. Like I said, maybe a little Brooks and Dunn. There ain't nothing about you. Don't do something for me. You know, everybody.
Brooks and Dunn?
Yeah, man. Old school. So
Big and Rich, I'm okay with.
Yeah, man. Good summer day. Good spring day. Let the windows down. Let it ride. Let my hair flow in my big old pickup truck. I like it a little bit. Guilty pleasure. I'm not going to lie to you. Also, Patrick on Twitter says, Chance, Barnes showed his true colors today. It was all about the money. He burned a lot of goodwill today. Can't believe he actually admitted it. Big old slap in the face of Tennessee basketball and its fans. I concur. I'll say yeah.
Seems pretty harsh.
it's kind
it's
of a
valid
slap.
Point.
Well, it's just what I'm saying. Like, all right, I'll say like, yeah, it is harsh, but it is a valid point because all the diehard fans that were, oh, thank you. Rick Barnes, he's a God-fearing man. So glad he came back. And then you hear all this, and it was just basically about some money. We got the question up at Fox Sports Knoxville. How do you feel about Rick Barnes' comments about taking the job at UCLA? Had they paid the buyout? 72% of you like the honesty. 28% say he can go. Michael on Twitter said, it's not about honesty. It's that he isn't worth the level of salary. And Michael made sure to put that in all caps. Roy Williams has 3 more natties than Rick has Final Four appearances and has 9 times as many Final Four appearances and makes less money. This is a good question. Kyle says, I'd rather overpay Rick Barnes than overpay some idiot from Louisiana Tech, which is also most certainly what would have happened had Barnes left. A little shot at Dooley from the past. Also, Chad says... Oh, he says he feels like a third option is needed here. He's indifferent. That's kind of how I am, too. We essentially knew this at the time, but I don't understand why you say it now. That's kind of how I feel. Troy says, put this up in March when we are a bubble team / NIT, and I bet the poll will be reversed. Winning buys a lot of slack for you in the hanging rope. Okay, yeah. Troy, you're right. Wes says, frankly, that's just dumb to admit. I feel you. That's kind of where I was. Don't know what he achieved by doing so. Don't know why you had to say it. Even if, like, we kind of all figured that when reports come out that they're not going to pay the buyout. They want Barnes to pay $1.6 million of it, whatever happened. But for him to actually come out and say it when he really didn't have to, just don't know. Just indifferent. I'll tell you something I'm not indifferent about. Alex Ovechkin. That man's got a nice punch. Did you see this last night? A little hockey going on. We'll tell you at the Preds. Preds won another one last night. They're up 2-1. That was big. That game came on very late, so I'm not going to lie.
I was just going to say, though, didn't watch real it. Quick about the Rick Barnes thing.
Yes.
It almost feels like, you know, like when couples, like when they finally break up and then there's like the one person that's just trying to hurt the other side.
Yeah. Like,
well, it doesn't matter. I cheated on you, yep. blah, 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 like nine yep. months ago.
Oh, yeah.
It's
had that happen to me before.
It's not like that, I guess, because Rick Barnes is still staying here, but it's like, why even bring that up at this point, you know?
What's the point?
You've already...
What did you achieve?
Yeah, like, you're going to be here, so same kind of train of thought. If you're already breaking up, why would you bring that up?
You're just adding...
If you're going to be here, why bring that up?
Yeah, you're right. It's like, you're just giving me a little fuel to my reason and why we don't need to be together, and at the same time, it's just like, you know, in that situation... You didn't have to tell me that. I could have just went on my merry way, not knowing. It seems like what people would say as being a little extra. It's a little extra by Rick Barnes. It's a little extra. You just don't understand it. You just can't quite put a finger on it. It's a little extra by Barnes. And as people say today, not only is it extra, it's downright messy. It's messy as all get out. It's just a hot mess, a cluster, you know what. So, we'll see. Barnes better win, baby, win, as the late Al Davis would have said. He better win, baby, win from here on out because all the pressure's there. 865-546-8200. 546-8200. Got a phone call. You're on It's Optional. What's your name?
It's PTR.
PTR.
What's up, Chancellor?
What's up? How you doing? It's been a long time.
Yeah, it has been. I'm just sitting there laughing because I listened to Basilio, sit there and just carpet bomb Barnes from that press conference. I was surprised that you're being a little tough on him. I thought, okay, this may be worse than what I think it is. And I'm sitting there listening to you, and literally 30 seconds before I called in, the reason why I called in, I just got one of the Yahoo Sports alerts.
Yeah.
With a headline from Yahoo Sports saying, here's Barnes' quote, and it had all the eyeball emojis looking down at the quote.
Yeah, see, hey, and that's where I come too, because, hey, before we got on the air today, PTR, Cody and John kind of talked about it. I'm talking about right before we come on air, so they were like, have fun with the Rick Barnes stuff, and I look at it, first glance, I'm like, oh, it doesn't look that bad, and I keep peeling it back, you know, peeling back the curtain. Like, it does kind of sound like it was just extra and messy, and why do you say it? And like what you just said, ESPN, their top headline on their college basketball page is at the top. Barnes said he would have went to UCLA or something like that. I have to pull it back up now, but it's the top headline.
Well, you got ESPN. Yeah, ESPN at the top.
Their headline actually says if UCLA paid buyout, Barnes would have left. So.
Well, the scary part about this is they went back and kind of re-asked the question, like, is that what you wanted to say?
Yes, and I saw that.
He doubled down.
He doubled down on it. He actually said, he clarified it, and he doubled down on it. He made sure to double down on it. And I know he talked about something about John Wooden before, said he went to a basketball camp. And I think maybe it was headlined by John or organized by John Wooden or something like that. And that probably helped out, you know, the glory of going to UCLA. But Ricky, baby, you didn't have to say it.
He's gonna have to get in front of a microphone with a well polished, humble look. He better go in the former's office because the former's up there making those contorted looks, standing next to him. The damage is irreparable. It's done.
Yeah. Absolutely.
All right, gentlemen. Have a great rest of the show.
Hey, appreciate the phone call. Always good to talk to you. That's what I'm saying. Not only people, we talked about the pressure. Rick Barnes is a basketball coach, makes millions of dollars. We could actually give a bleep about the pressure he has to face because, hey, that's what he's tasked to do. This is why he's making X amount of money. But the pressure he's put on his players now that they have to live up to and they really want to play well for their coach, the pressure going into next season, him being one of the top paid coaches in the country, all this unwanted pressure that you didn't have to set on yourself today with the comments that you said, because there was always already going to be the pressure coming in because the way you kind of came up short this year, the perception of where the program is heading, you're starting to bring in some 4- and 5-star guys. You're starting to actually build something here. So the pressure was always going to be there each year to win, and you got a taste of it. You won 30-plus games this year. Always going to be the pressure to do more, to do more. But, man, if he didn't just make it harder on himself that he has to win because, like PTR said, somebody gave him an opportunity to kind of walk it back. He clarified it. He doubled down. So, yes, he would have been gone had they ponied up and paid the money. Sometimes, Rick Barnes, you just got to keep it to yourself. Sometimes, and I just mean in things like this when you're dealing with your job, always honesty may not be the best policy. It just may not. 865-546-8200. I mentioned Jeff Brohm earlier. Purdue locking their guy in. They don't want anybody coming after him anymore. Jeff Brohm just finalized a new 7-year, $36.8 million contract for him. Includes a $1.7 million signing bonus over the next 2 years. Jeff Brohm, 47, is 13-13 at Purdue with 2 bowl appearances. He opted to remain with Purdue, as many of you remember, after Louisville had tried to pursue him for their head coaching vacancy in November. He played and coached at Louisville and also grew up there. So it's big. They kind of lock up their guy. They had given him a 7-year, $29 million deal after 2017. Then they go ahead and restructure this. His base salary will increase from $4.2 million to $4.8 million at the end of the agreement in 2025. Also will receive retention bonuses increasing from $300,000 to $600,000. Also, assistants, they got paid. Increased salary pool from his assistants, this is pretty big, from $380,000 to $4.3 million. Brohm getting paid, getting his homies paid. Everybody getting paid today.
Great cash, homie.
Everybody getting paid today. And had UCLA paid Rick Barnes, who knows what would have happened? Who knows what we would be doing right now? Hell, coaching searches are pretty fun. It might have been a pretty fun time. It really might have been a pretty fun time. We'll never know. I guess it's a good thing that we'll never know. But by God, it really makes radio a lot easier with the controversy. And everything else, quickly, we're talking about Alex Ovechkin knocked a 19-year-old out last night. One hit a quitter in his game against the Hurricanes, the Capitals. And that kid, concussion protocol. I don't know if anybody saw that. Washington has a 2-1 series lead, but I would not want to be hit by Ovechkin. He kind of looked like an ogre, kind of like uncoordinated a lot. He does play hockey, so he's got a lot of coordination, but he knocked that kid out last night. We're going to go ahead and knock out this last segment. We come back, news of the day and more. Listen, it's optional on Fan Run Radio. Welcome back. Last call on the program. Last call. Get your calls in now. Get your thoughts in now. Get your tweets in now. 865-546-8200. 546-8200. Chance Collins, Brandon Johns. Hopefully, Trey Wallace will be back to join the tripod tomorrow. If not, we'll keep it moving. As always, Rick Barnes should have kept it moving with that question. He should have actually hit that reporter with a keep it moving. Keep it moving. Whenever he got asked it, and whenever he got
clown question,
yeah,
bro.
Clown question, bro. I wish I used to have that sound drop. Yeah, he should just hit him with the keep it moving. Thank you. That's what you keep it doing. You keep that going, or you hit him with a Bill Belichick. Seattle, throw something random out there. Seattle, every time. Off season, Just keep throwing some random stuff out there off season.
Bill Belichick, it's like, oh, we are here to talk about the players that we currently have.
Yeah, exactly.
And how we're going to get them the best prepared to play Sunday.
No doubt. That's what you got to do if you're Rick Barnes there. I don't know if he'll issue Phil said he needs to come out, or PTR needs to come out and issue a statement. I don't know if he will. That doesn't seem like his forte either. But also, this didn't seem like his forte with, you know, just coming out and being so honest about it.
The good news is we're 6 months away from basketball season, so I don't think we're going to think about this.
No, you're right, because
let the storm pass. Yeah.
Jeremy Pruitt.
You'll be all right.
Your move, Jeremy Pruitt. Your move.
Exactly.
I did like how when he was asked about the turnout to the Orange and White game, he didn't have anything to say about fans shouldn't have been there. Well, there's some of us that weren't there. You know who you are. He didn't do any of that this year. They told him, keep your mouth shut, thank the fans for coming, keep it moving.
You gotta at least go 500 before you can complain.
And at the same time, like you said, at least we're 6 months away from basketball. That's going to help Barnes out, but still going to put a lot of pressure on him for the season to come. But he will have, if football bombs out again, no pressure on you at all, Barnes, and it'll just be,
ain't nobody got time for it.
Yeah, nobody will have time for it at all anymore. We won't care. What we do care about, I guess, finally, which I think that we knew it was going to happen, the consensus player of the year, finally made it official yesterday. Zion Williamson, head to the NBA, number one prospect in the June draft, made his announcement on Instagram, put out a video, you know, one of those fancy videos, saying it had been the best year of his life and thanking those who helped make the dream a reality. 6'7", 285 pounds. Zion averaged 22.5 points, about 9 rebounds per game. Second nationally, he shot 68% from the field. We know there's a lot of high percentage shots inside the block, a lot of dunks, lots of dunks. He had, I know ESPN had a montage, it was at least like 68 dunks on the year, and that was before because they couldn't show the CBS footage from the tournament. So he probably had anywhere from like 75 dunks to 80 on the year. So consensus player, number one player in this upcoming draft, finally makes it official. No one is surprised. We all knew he was going. It would have made college basketball pretty interesting if he would have decided to stay, though. But I feel like that would have been the dumbest thing for him to come back and stay. There's really no point. You're going to make millions, and not just from his endorsement. He'll be, you know, $40 million guaranteed lottery pick somewhere around there. And then probably another $50 to $100 million from a big shoe company to be one of their new faces, young faces, up-and-coming talents. So, really interested to see. Going to be interested to see how he matures, though, in the NBA. He's known for being very athletic, but the problem that plagued Duke, why they couldn't make a deep run, they didn't have the shooters. Didn't have the shooters at all. So, interested to see what he does at the next level. NBA action, just to remind you, Orlando up one game to none on the Raptors, up one game. They play at 8 o'clock on TNT, NBA playoffs first round action. 9 o'clock coming up, the old NBA TV game. Oh, you hate to be on NBA TV, but the Spurs and the Nuggets will play there. Two-seeded Nuggets trying to even up the series against the 7-seed Spurs. We'll see if they can do that. That's 9 o'clock. I think experience is going to trump the talent and the youth of Denver. Then the nightcap will be Oklahoma City Thunder at 10:30, taking on the Trailblazers. Trailblazers will look to go up 2-0 at home against the Thunder. Big games tonight. Another big game we like to do every show. We like to take this time out. Brandon likes to hit you with a little news of the day.
Life moves pretty fast. You don't stop and look around once in a while, you could miss it.
All right, start from the top. What is today?
What's today?
Today is National Wear Your Pajamas to Work Day.
Oh,
or I'm pajamas, depending on where you're from.
Pajamas. You say tomato, I say tomato. I'm a big wear your pajama to work day guy. I've done that here before, wore a onesie here. I approve.
Also, going into some news, as mentioned before on the show, the Golden State Warriors blew a 31-point lead to the Los Angeles Clippers, allowing the Clippers to gain the title of having the biggest comeback in the history of the NBA playoffs. But in long-term news, DeMarcus Cousins undergoing an MRI, worried that he may have torn a quad muscle.
Well, the source says now, breaking news, DeMarcus Cousins has torn that left quad, and they're gonna he's obviously gonna be out for the rest of the playoffs. So they're looking at timetable for his return just to play in basketball. I like to say quickly though, you said they blew it. Think about this: they blew a 31-point lead last night. Cleveland Cavaliers blew a 3-1 lead in the finals. The 3-1 never leaves them. Continue.
Also, Jack Ma, he is the CEO and founder of Chinese tech giant Alibaba.
Alibaba.
And he draws fury for again backing the 9-to-9 workday 6 days a week. 72-hour work week.
What you the hell's wrong with that guy? Hell no.
You a fan of
I've done that before in different jobs. And it's not fun. Like, I worked 84 straight hours one week at an older job. Like, it's not worth 72-hour work weeks. No, not doing it. I don't care if you get me off every Sunday. Not doing it.
Right, not a fan. French billionaires have pledged over 300 million euros towards rebuilding Notre
Dame. Saw that. That's a feel-good story.
And they are mentioning that the biggest parts of Notre Dame seem to have been saved.
Yeah, it seems like they said like the biggest parts in the two towers or something. They said saved a lot
the
of
the
two stone towers
and the back where most of
the
like
all the art,
relics,
the treasure,
and stuff were.
All the treasured art was. So that's a feel good story. I'm glad they were able to save a lot of that.
Also, a man killed in Florida by a cassowary.
I saw that.
The world's most dangerous bird.
Why are people domesticating these things?
You got me. I have no idea. But real quick, too, this day in history. Thoughts go out. This day, 2007, 32 people were killed at the Virginia Tech shooting.
Yeah.
Thoughts and prayers to
actually,
those people.
One of my best friends, his wife, graduated from Virginia Tech, was in class, was going to school there at that time. She talks about it. You know, obviously one of the most heartbreaking things she's ever been involved with. But yeah,
right.
Shout out.
Also, this day, 1917, Vladimir Lenin returns from exile to lead the Russian Revolution. And 1972, Apollo 16 departs for the moon. And lastly, depending on who you are, is a good note. 1943, the hallucinogenic effects of LSD was discovered.
We'll talk more about that on another day. Great show today. Thank you to Brandon for all his work. Thank you to everybody who joined in on the fun. Drive guys are in the building. Trey Wallace should be back tomorrow. Special treat. You'll want to tune into the show tomorrow. We will have new Georgia State men's basketball head coach, former Tennessee assistant, Rob Lanier on the show. So make sure you tune into that. For Brandon, I'm Chance Collins. Drive guys up next. Stay locked in to Fan Run Radio.